By Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long. Thank you, Credit Concepts with two K's in the name.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for non-stop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area. For 5G coverage, see cricketwireless.com/map.
Get your school on the network now. Support for today's football game coverage has been made possible by Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long. Thank you, Credit Concepts with two K's in the name.
Night Under the Lights, George Broadstreet here now with Joel Norris. We're at our last 30-minute segment of the show, week four. We're broadcasting tonight, of course, on Mississippi Public Radio, and we're coming to you from the Mississippi Association of Coaches Media Room in their facility here in Clinton. So glad to have everyone with us and appreciate it. And we'll be here for another half hour. And as we always do, the last couple of years, the 11:30 segment is saved for eight-man football. Joel, and give us a report on what happened tonight in eight-man football.
Let's get it rolling. Well, Ben's Ford Christian knocked off Discovery Christian 46-0. We had DeSoto School beat Tunica Academy 56-8. Okay. West Memphis took another loss tonight. Deer Creek beat them 40-8. Sharkey's Aquina got things rolling once again. They beat Prentice Christian 42-28. Wilkinson County Christian Academy got another win on the season tonight. They beat Christian Collegiate Academy 56-34. North Sunflower Academy won their game against Humphreys Academy 64-36. Columbus Christian knocked off Kemper in a heartbreaking loss for Kemper Academy 38-14. Huh? Riverdale Academy beat Briarfield Academy in a low-scoring game for eight-man, 12-6.
Yeah, that's... They don't see very many of those, that's for sure.
And at the bottom of the list, we had Claiborne Academy 52 and Porter's Chapel 6. And a surprising game, because I thought Porter's Chapel was going to, come in and, try to make it more competitive. But
right.
And breaking news is the big shocker. Down goes Manchester, finally. Tallulah beats them 46-30. Manchester loses their first game in 2 years. So
wow.
So I guess the world of eight-man is rejoicing right now. So.
Well, now, Tallulah, what kind of you know, team, have they had a they've had a pretty strong team last couple of years, right?
They've had a pretty strong team. They've made it to the 1A championship for the past couple of seasons. They kept falling short, you know, won against Prairie View, lost against Briarfield, but, I mean, they've had a strong team.
Right. So, but Manchester has been kind of the gold standard there for the last couple of years.
Yeah, for the past 2 years in 2A and in MAS 8-man in general, they've been the strong powerhouse, the Alabama of MAS 8-man, if you will. But, I mean, okay. they got knocked off tonight in a surprising win.
Well, it happens. It happens every so often. That's why you play the game.
That's
right.
Games to watch out for next week. We have WCCA against Newton Academy. Two teams that are undefeated are going to go head-to-head against each other. Riverdale is looking to continue their momentum against Tennesaw Academy. And then Manchester is going to face North Sunflower Academy to see if they can bounce back from that tough loss against Tallulah.
Okay. Sounds good. Good slate of games. I believe you got a coach here with us now.
We do have a coach. It is from Wilkinson County Christian Academy, Coach Timothy Holloway. Coach, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thanks for joining us tonight, Coach. And, Coach, talk about tonight's win against Christian Collegiate Academy and how your team just fared against a pretty solid team.
We won 56-34. It's a hard-fought game. You know, it was a three-hour trip for us, and it was a little bit out of our element, you know, after playing two home games. You know, we come out, played hard. Roger Slim Bailey ran a 45-yard touchdown on the first drive. And, you know, there's questions in Ram Nation right now. We lost Roger Bailey on the second drive with an ankle injury. We lost him for the rest of the game. But, you know, his teammate stepped up. Andrew Sessions counted for 5 touchdowns. He had 11 carries for 197 yards and 5 touchdowns and 2 touchdown passes. So he really stepped up in Roger's absence.
You were talking about Roger Bailey. Talk about him and the play that he has just been going through the past few weeks. And not only that, his leadership on the field and off the field. Because I know that he's captain, so he's been a tough, you know, not only a tough player on the field, but he's been a great leader off the field. Talk about Roger Bailey a little bit.
Roger Bailey is a coach's dream. I mean, Roger's the first one on the practice field, the last one off, first one in the weight room, last one out of the weight room. And what he's done for our program over the last 3 years that I've been there has been astronomical. I mean, he is a coach's dream.
Coach, you have Newton Academy next week. Talk about that game. What do you have to do to stop a pretty solid team?
Newton Academy comes in. You know, they're well coached. They're hard nosed. It's going to be a grind them out tough game. I think whoever makes the least mistakes on defense is going to win the game.
Coach, that is all for tonight. We are running out of time. Thank you for joining us on Friday Night Under the Lights.
All right. Thank you. Go Rams.
Thank you. That is Coach Timothy Holloway from Wilkinson County Christian Academy.
Okay. All right. Well, appreciate having him on and appreciate the eight man. But, again, as you said, what your games for next week that you're looking at, review those one more time.
Wilkinson County Christian Academy is going to face
their coach we just talked to.
Newton Academy. Those two teams are undefeated.
Okay.
So I think that's going to be a good one to keep an eye on. Riverdale, they beat Briarfield, and they're 4-1 now, so they're looking to, you know, keep that momentum rolling against Tennesaw Academy. And then Manchester, after that loss against Tallulah, is looking to bounce back against North Sunflower, and North Sunflower is a team that's been, you know, on a roll and getting win after win. So
right. We'll
see how, you know, these games fare out next week.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, that's our Crazy Eight segment with Joel Norris. And Joel, I guess you can stay with me here just for a few more minutes as we get through this segment. Just throw in some other scores that we want to mention. These are MAIS scores. Oak Forest defeated Capaya. Macapaya tonight, 42-27. Tri-County got a big win over Riverfield, 47-7 was the final there. Sharkey Issaquena beat Prentice Christian, 42-28. Benton Academy defeated Winona Christian, 49-13. And let's see, let me give you a couple of more. Know that MRA defeated Simpson 42-7. Hartsville over PCS 42-14. Jackson Prep even their record at 2-2. That sounds a little bit strange, but they did even their mark. At 2-2, they defeated Lamar School tonight 51-14. Central Hines defeated Silliman of Louisiana 45-20. Also, it was Greenville St. Joe over Indianola Academy 32-14. Park Place Christian over East Rankin 41-8 was the final there. Give you some other scores from MHSAA. The score sheet there, Briarfield Christian defeated DeSoto Central 26-20 was the final. It was Callaway defeating Provine tonight 14-12. Of course, you know, the Jackson Public Schools, none of them played last year. You know, they took the whole season off because of COVID. So it is nice to see you know, them back playing this year for sure. Clarksdale defeated Cleveland Central 21-7. Several times, but Brandon came back to beat Clinton tonight at home. 31-24 was the final. Chippewa's 3-0. They defeated Corinth tonight, 56-0. So that's a big win for Chippewa. Crystal Springs is now 2-1. They defeated Jefferson County 45-6. It was Enterprise Clark shutting out Mize 35-0. Another game that we've talked about several times tonight. Warren Central at home beat Germantown. That was a really good game. I mean, and Germantown, as we heard in the report, had a couple of players who did not play tonight, but still a really good game in Vicksburg, and Warren Central won 27-24 was the final there. Grenada won their third game of the year. They beat Hernando 40-22, and it was Horn Lake over Lake Cormorant 27-14. Chris, do we have anybody else on the line?
No, you got a minute. 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes away from the break until Russ comes back. So we'll give you some more scores. D'Iberville beat Jefferson Davis County 27-7. Kosciuszko beat Lewisburg 40-12. Laurel over Mendenhall 24-21. It was Leake Central. Actually, Philadelphia Edge Leake Central 40-29. That's another really good game that we haven't mentioned much tonight, but Philadelphia won that by 1 point. Louisville over Columbus 29-7. Madison Central beat Northwest Rankin 38-7. McGee won over Florence 23-7. Mantachie shut out Hadley by the score of 32-0. West Lauderdale outscored Meridian 45-42. Terry beat Murrah 31-19. And North Pike over Franklin County 35-12. You're sitting there with that LSU band on your hand. Who are the Tigers got tomorrow?
We have McNeese State tomorrow.
McNeese State. In Baton Rouge, I'm assuming.
In Baton Rouge. The funny thing is, their quarterback is Ed Orgeron's son.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it's going to be a father-son matchup tomorrow night.
Well, how about that? Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll forgive you for wearing the LSU thing here, but that's
I mean,
okay.
It is what it is. I mean, I get it a lot. So.
I know. Okay. Well, anyway, we cheer for everybody here.
Yeah.
A couple more scores. Puckett over West Lincoln, 35-21. It was Newton over Quitman, 30-24. Resurrection defeated Stringer, 38-15. It was Nettleton over Saltillo by the score of 40-33. All right, we take this last break, and then we'll be back. We'll have the last 15-minute segment here on Friday Night Under the Lights. George Broad Street, Joel Norris here during this segment. Russ will join us back in just a few moments as we close out week four of the show of Friday Night Under the Lights. Again, on Mississippi Public Broadcasting, and we appreciate all of you joining us tonight. We'll be back for the last 15 minutes in just a second.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for non-stop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were nine in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us, it's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Possible tonight by the folks at Malone Roofing. They are more than just roofers. I guarantee you they've been busy if they've been in South Mississippi.
Yeah, certainly, that's the truth.
Thoughts and prayers go with those folks down in South Mississippi. Seems like they get the brunt end of that every year, and that's kind of where we are again this year.
Yeah, you know, every year or two or so, you're going to get a storm, but it ended up being a pretty bad storm.
Yeah, well, it's just a little bit shy of Katrina, I thought.
Right.
It just wasn't as wide.
Right. Katrina was so wide.
Yeah. But, yeah, I thought a lot of the schools played through it, and, you know, it hit and moved on. Schools played, and that's a good thing. We were just out of call. You know, that's really one thing that we have not mentioned much. If you want to know a score, and we haven't gotten it,
right,
you can call 601-401-6867, and chances are Ty's got it written down, and he can give you that score. He can ask Noah or Joel, and they'll get the score for you. So I want to remind you that Joel has has his segment with it. I like that coach tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got to be special to coach an eight-man team.
Yeah, and it is interesting to listen to them because, I mean, it is a little bit different game. And especially I always like to hear them talk about playing defense because
is there any?
Well, I mean, there can be, but, I mean, you got to approach it totally different. I mean, you can't, if you miss a tackle, there are dire consequences. Well,
no kidding. I remember the first eight-man game I called, I swear, in the huddle, I saw the quarterback drawing in the dirt. You go here and you go there. Everybody go long. Remember, that was one of the fun plays we ran in the front yard.
Right.
But they score a lot of points, and it's a lot of fun to watch. And I think it takes a special coach to get eight guys clicking on all cylinders to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we're waiting on Greg Flynn to talk to us about Pearl. Also, Wayne Fleury, I think, wanted to talk about Stone County. And I think next week I'm going to spend a little bit more time. If you'd like to have your school highlighted, or if you'd like to have us talking to your coach, just let us know. Give us a call on the scoreboard number and let us know. And I think I'm going to spend a little more time in North Mississippi next week as far as callers. We haven't heard from Randy yet.
From Tupelo?
Yeah,
we haven't heard from him this year.
And, they obviously won big tonight.
Yes, they did.
Have you ever seen their field?
Actually, the institution that I work for is based out of Tupelo. So
that's
I've made a couple of trips to Tupelo, and they have a nice facility for sure.
Very nice. Their field is blue.
Looks
like Boise State.
Swift turf.
and I'll tell you who else has that turf is St. Martin down on the coast. They've got that same color down there.
Yeah.
And I think the point was well taken earlier tonight with the fact that the coast football is pretty good.
Yeah.
We've had years.
Maybe better than it's been in a while.
A long while.
Yeah.
We've had years where you could pretty much predict 6A. I wonder if a lot of people realize who's coaching South Panola right now.
I don't know.
Ricky Woods.
Who's been there before.
Who's been there. And Chris Jones is still in Starkville.
Actually, wasn't he the one that kind of got things rolling at South Panola?
He was.
Yeah, and Lance Poe got, he was there for a long time and won a lot of games.
Right.
But he wasn't the one that really got it started.
Richard
he just
Woods.
Kept it going.
He kept it going and did a great job. And now he's doing the same thing over at JA. I think Joel just handed you a...
Oh.
No.
He certainly did. A couple of games. Pilahatchee defeated Lake 33-7. And Pass Christiane defeated Purvis 41-14.
See, another Gulf school, Pass Christiane.
Right.
Playing football down there tonight. So congratulations to them to get through the storm last week and get out there and start playing. We've got some really good matchups next week because this is the time of the year where I like what one of the callers said tonight. Harold, I think, said it is a preseason. When you play all these non-conference schools, and then you get into the district.
Yeah, because, keep in mind, I know some of these schools, you look down here, and, some of them are 1-2, some of them are 0-2, but you haven't played a district game yet.
Right.
So, really, in essence, it kind of starts over when you got district play.
Well, and how many times have we gone to the state championship games, and the teams that are in there are like 10-3, mm-hmm. or, 9-4, They won the games they had to get in there.
Right.
So I don't think even though MRA came into tonight 1-3, of course.
Boy, but they've played a schedule too.
Oh my goodness, did you see them on TV?
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't play.
Well, they played at Tennessee, one of the better teams in Tennessee, one of the better teams in Arkansas. One of the better teams in Mississippi, in Greenville Christian.
Right.
So, I mean, they have had they've got a slate.
Yeah. When they get into regular district play, they're going to really enjoy district play.
That's true.
I think also too the another team you need to keep an eye on is JA.
I think you're right.
Is really put together a team.
Well, I mean. He's just a football coach.
Yeah.
He just
I love interviews.
He's just a football coach.
I love
it. I mean, there's no pretending there. He's not going to put on any airs of any sort.
No.
He's just going to tell you straight the way it is.
I caught and talked to him one night on Pinedal.
Yeah.
And they had lost that night. I said, well, Coach, what do you think? Well, Russ, we just got whipped. That's all I gonna say about it. We just got whipped. But he's done.
He's not getting whipped now.
No, man. He's not. And I tell you, JA is back. They're loaded. And I think MRA has them in a couple of weeks. That would be interesting.
In a couple of weeks, we're going to really get into some really good district games for sure.
Well, and I think the marquee game next week for me is Oak Grove and Greenville Christian.
Yeah.
And,
which would be a real different kind of thing. I mean, you think of, I don't know how big Oak Grove is, but it's pretty good. It's a 6A school, means they've got to have what? I mean, in that 10 through 12, they got to have probably, 1,100 students better?
Right.
So, I mean, they've got a pretty good size school.
Right, a lot to draw from.
And Greenville Christian's what? 250?
Maybe. Yeah. And 25 of them play on the football team.
Yeah.
So
25 big guys.
Big guys. Very big guys. So that'll be a really good
game. Interesting.
It'll be interesting to watch next week when I'll get their radio play-by-play guy to give us a... I'm talking about Oak Grove. I don't think Greenville Christian is carried on.
They probably aren't. I don't know that they are. But, you know, it is interesting because, you know, back a few years, you would have never seen an MAIS school play MHSAA school. And now they play all the time.
And I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of them are playing in the city that you wouldn't have ever thought. I remember when Brent played Pearl.
Oh, yeah, that's been several years ago.
Yeah, and
that was before Pearl got really good.
Yeah,
well, they were
pretty good.
They
yeah.
were good, but they, were not, good. They got a lot better after that.
Well, we got a couple of minutes before we wrap it up here, go over the scores for people just tuning in.
Okay, well, I'll give you some scores. Let me try to pull some out here that we've not given in a while. Richland defeated McLaurin 42-6. It was Terry over Murrah 31-19. Choctaw, this was on Thursday night. Choctaw Central beat Nanawaya 27-19. You notice I always get my schools in. I really like the names.
Yes, that made the all-name team.
Nanawaya all night long. 27-19. North Pike over Franklin County 35-12. Northeast Jones beat Perry Central 26-6. It was Oak Grove shutting out Hattiesburg 27-0. Ocean Springs beat George County 51-28. Pearl shut out Morton 35-0. Greg Flynn might have gone to bed early. That game got over early. Petal over Columbia 14-7. Pensacola Catholic School defeated St. Stanislaus by the score of 9-7. It was Picayune over Gulfport 35-21. Simmons shut out Greenville O'Bannon by the score of 70-0. I remember being on the bad end of a 70-0. That doesn't feel so good. But Simmons, a real strong 1A school. It was Potts Camp over Coldwater 40-8. Pass Christiane, we mentioned this just a moment ago. Pass Christiane over Purvis 41-14. It was Raleigh defeating Tupelo or Taylorsville. I'm sorry, Raleigh over Taylorsville 44-7. McEvans defeated Rosa Fort 36-8. Scott Central beat Newton County 36-13. Sebastopol over Pisgah 36-19. Houston over Shannon 49-6. It was East Central beating South Pike 27-0. Startville over Olive Branch 38-7. It was Strayhorn beating Ashland 20-14. East Webster on Thursday night shut out Vardaman 33-0. Vicksburg over Canton 46-0. Walnut shut out Middleton, Tennessee by the score of 30-0. West Point over Noxubee County 38-19. It was Briarcrest Christian over DeSoto Central 26-20. Bogachitta defeated Enterprise Lincoln 38-20. Bay Springs over Heidelberg 44-0.
When is the Possum Bowl?
I'm not sure.
Bogachitta and, goodness, who is it? Bogachitta.
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
They hung the possums on the goalpost.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to find out when that one is. That's a classic. and a great reason to have a football game in a rivalry because you just hung possums on your goalpost.
If you can't get excited about the possum, you can't get excited.
Hey, I want to thank everyone for being part of our show. And I really want to thank our new sponsors that checked in tonight, Fast Corporate Credit, also Cricket Wireless. Glad to have both of them, along with Malone Roofing. Big thanks to everyone that makes this possible, this show possible, for Chris Saxon producing tonight. Ty Bailey on the phone. This is Russ for George saying so long. We'll talk to you next week for Friday Night Under the Lights. Support for today's football game coverage has been made possible by Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long. Thank you, Credit Concepts with two K's in the name.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for non-stop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Get your school on the network now.
Support for today's football game coverage has been made possible by Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long. Thank you, Credit Concepts with two K's in the name.